SOP 141. Today, we've got some more podcast statistics. It's growing. That's a good thing. And a last five and five from Daniel Johnson Jr. of the Journey Inside My Mind podcast.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the School of Podcasting. I am your under-the-weather host, Dave Jackson, working on a healthy cough here and hoping to get through this podcast. So if this is your first time listening, I apologize if I have to occasionally stop, but we're going to make it through. We've got some podcast stats today and a last five and five from Daniel Johnson Jr. Now, if you'd like to call in a last five and five or have any comments on the show, you can dial us at 888-563-3228. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com, and our show notes you can find at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. Well, there's this new Arbitron Edison Media Research study that's out where they talked about 1,900 people, and a couple things I found, and I'll put a link to this report out in the show notes because there's a lot more than what I'm going to talk about today. But the one that I thought was a little interesting was if you asked, hey, have you ever heard of a podcast? In 2007, 37% of the people had said yes. In 2008, 37% had said yes. So it seems to have stabilized. That I find rather interesting. But meanwhile, audio podcasting and video podcasting has showed a 5% increase from 2007 to 2008. So that is growing. And in terms of regular internet users, 30% have downloaded a podcast, and video is slowly catching up to audio podcasts in terms of who has listened or watched an audio podcast in the last month. If you were to ask that, 9% of the people had downloaded an audio podcast, 8% of the people had downloaded a video podcast. Now, this is the one that I found really surprising. The demographic of a podcast consumer, well, we always realize it's always more of a male-dominated, but it's not quite as dominated as I thought. 53% men compared to 47% women. But here's the one. I would think podcasting consumers would be really the college-educated guys walking around campus with their iPod, things like that. That is not the case. In fact, the top demographics is actually a tie at 21%. And that is 25 to 34 and 35 to 44. So basically 25 to 44 is 21%. Now just beneath that, at 20%, you would think would be younger, right? No, it's older. 45 to 54. Those ages take up 20% of the podcast consumer pie. And you'd think after that, okay, now comes the college kids. No, ages 12 to 17, 15%, with the college kids finally coming in at 13%, ages 18 to 24. And last but not least, 55 and above in age, they are consuming 10% of the podcasts out there. So if you're thinking again that podcasting is a young person's game in terms of listening and producing, no, it's definitely not. And also, if you think you need an iPod, you don't. 78% of video is consumed on your computer, with 22% being on a portable device. 71% of audio is consumed on a computer and 29% on a portable device. Now, realize, this is what they don't show in this, is that 71% that's being listened to on a computer could be a subscriber listening to it in iTunes. So that's the part. That's the demographic I don't think they show, is are you a subscriber versus are you just listening online. So there's more stats there, but those are the ones that I kind of looked at and went, that's kind of interesting. They talk about their purchasing and things of that nature, but I'll put a link out in the show notes. I was just interested in the age and the fact. I was just glad to see that podcasting is, the listenership is still going up. Yeah, it's only 5%, some might say, but when you're talking 5% of a couple million people, you know, that's a million and plus people, depending on what the report you're saying is. But I'll take a 5% growth. I mean, if your boss said, hey, I'm going to give you a 5% pay raise, would you turn it down? I'll take it. So there you go. Well, next up, And again, I'll have a link to this out in the show notes. Next up, we have a last 5 and 5 from Daniel Johnson Jr.
Hi, Dave. This is Daniel Johnson Jr. from Cincinnati, Ohio. Calling you from the other corner of our great Buckeye State. Looking forward to seeing you at PodCamp Ohio at the end of June, June 28, 2008. Hopefully get a chance to chat with you for a little while. I wanted to call in a last 5 and 5 for the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. I'll just go right into it. The last podcast I listened to was, in fact, the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. I listened to the old episode you had with Rob Walsh from Wizard Media, so schoolofpodcasting.com. Cha-ching! Number two was Marketing Over Coffee, marketingovercoffee.com. Chris Penn and John Wall talk marketing over at a Dunkin' Donuts, marketingovercoffee.com. Number three was Ed's Mixed Bag, Ed's Mixed Bag's music podcast. Ed's from Florida, edsmixedbag.com. Number four was a Media Bullseye. I listened to an interview that they talked about social media burnout, among other things, ethics, some of that kind of stuff there. I think that's at mediabullseye.com. And then number five was 6 Pixels of Separation. Mitch Joel, I think it was an interview with the guy from Word of Mouth Marketing. You can find that at twistimage.com/blog, or maybe it's at 6pixelsofseparation.com. I can't remember. But I just thought I'd call this in after listening to you have Rob do a last 5 and 5. So with that in mind, Dave, make it a great day.
This is Dan Johnson with the Journey Inside My Mind podcast at jimmpodcast.blogspot.com. And if you come over and take a journey inside my mind, I'll be your host and your tour guide for a trip through lots of pod-safe music. We'll share a sound-seeing tour or two. Lots about what goes on here in our home in Cincinnati, Ohio, with me and my wife and our daughter, who happens to be hard of hearing. Yes, that can be an adventure in and of itself. So you'll want to come over and check that out at jimmpodcast.blogspot.com. It's work safe, it's family safe, good for the entire family, and it's nutritious too. Did I mention it's free? jimmpodcast.blogspot.com.
And
background music provided by Josh Woodward off the PodSafe Music Network with the song Adventures of a Deaf Dreamer.
What happens when a man goes through his own portal?
We'll see.
Journey inside my mind.
It's also recommended by 4 out of 5 dentists. Thank you, Daniel. Yeah, I do look forward to meeting Daniel at PodCamp Ohio. Did somebody say PodCamp Ohio?
Hey, have you been thinking about putting your toe in the podcast pool? Then you need to come to PodCamp Ohio, June 28th at Hilliard, Ohio. That's near Columbus at the ITT Technical Institute. Now, the best thing is it's a single day event. None of this multiple day, multiple brain drain stuff. It's from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Not too early, not too late. What are we going to be doing there? We're going to be providing multiple rooms with various topics where attendees can learn and discuss podcasting, new media, blogging, social networking, and other related topics. And you may be thinking, but I don't really have much of a budget to learn how to podcast. The best part, it's free. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com. And if you already have a podcast, don't miss this free opportunity to come and brainstorm and network with your fellow podcasters. June 28th, PodCamp Ohio. For more information and to register today, go to PodCampOhio.com.
All right, that is going to do it for this episode, basically because I don't think my voice can take a whole lot more. I want to thank you for tuning in, and we've heard today podcasting is still growing, which is a beautiful thing. If you'd like to get involved in podcasting, simply come out and meet us at schoolofpodcasting.com. If you'd like to comment on the show, again, very easy. Just go out to shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com or call in your comments 888-563-3228 or email me at schoolpodcasting@gmail.com. Thanks for tuning in, and until we meet again next week, class dismissed.